It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. We're about to tell the story of a terror attack that failed.
It failed and yet captured the interest and concern of the United States and its allies. The attack over the summer serves as a reminder that operatives from Al-Qaeda are still at work.
What bothers intelligence agencies is the question of how an Al-Qaeda suicide bomber got very close to a Saudi prince. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
The setting is Saudi Arabia, the palace of Prince Mohammed bin Nayef. The prince is not just a senior member of the royal family, but head of the country's counterterror program. He works to rehabilitate terrorists, get them to renounce Al-Qaeda. And it was through his work that he came to meet this man. That's a recording of Abdullah al-Asiri, Saudi-born, Al-Qaeda trained, and selected for the task of assassinating Prince Mohammed. The trick was for Asiri to pose as a terrorist ready to surrender. He persuaded the prince to send a private jet to Yemen to pick him up and bring him to the prince's palace in Jeddah. On August 27th, the two men sat down to talk.
And then Asiri said, oh, you need to speak to my friends because they also want to give themselves up. If they hear from you, they'll certainly come.
That's Richard Barrett picking up the story. He's head of the Al-Qaeda and Taliban monitoring team at the United Nations. Barrett says this was a key part of Al-Qaeda's plan to get the prince talking on a cell phone.
The prince was on the telephone when the signal was sent to detonate the bomb that was concealed inside Asiri.
That's right, the bomb concealed inside Asiri. As Barrett told it in a speech at a Washington think tank, Asiri had swallowed a bomb. There is confusion on this point. Some accounts maintain he hid the bomb in his rectum. But however it was concealed, it was detonated by that phone call. And amazingly, there's a recording of that call, which has now been released by Al-Qaeda. NPR obtained it through the Maryland-based Site Intelligence Group. Listen to it here. You'll hear a beep. Seconds later, the bomb detonated and Asiri was blown apart. The prince was only slightly injured. Security experts say that beep may have been a text message that triggered the bomb. Adam Raisman, a senior analyst at the Site Intelligence Group, says, sure, Al-Qaeda would have preferred to kill the prince.
But the fact that they were able to get someone onto his private jet, into his palace, that they essentially fooled the prince's security and the prince himself, is for them a victory.
Jarrett Brockman, author of the book Global Jihadism, agrees and says the attack on Prince Mohammed shows Al-Qaeda is still determined, still innovating.
And so they've developed everything from body cavity explosives through surgical insertion of explosives into the body. So they've come up with a lot of ideas and they've been playing with these on paper. This is one of the first times we've seen them actually try to put some of these innovative ideas into practice.
What's worrying Western security officials is where they might put these ideas into practice. UN Al-Qaeda expert Richard Barrett says, remember how Asiri got to the prince. He flew.
Here was a guy who got on a plane. He went through at least two security checks. He would have passed a metal detector. So he could get on any plane. That technique would work on any airline anywhere, regardless of what sort of security measures there are at any airport.
Barrett says there is a lot of chatter on jihadi internet sites about the possibilities of the technique. Then again, it's not totally clear whether Asiri did pass through airport security. Remember, he flew on the prince's private plane. A U.S. intelligence official who spoke on condition he not be named says established airport screening procedures should be able to detect a bomb, even inside a body. But he added counterterrorism officials are studying the episode closely. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.